This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And I can tell you right now that you will not be able to heal properly if you suppress the grief. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to give you another proof from the Sunnah, and then I'm going to tell you something that is an analogy to kind of explain this point. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through a lot of grief. He lost every single one of his children except one in his lifetime. This is a lot of grief. We can't even imagine losing one child. He lost every single one except for one of his children. And after the loss of his son, we are told that he says this famous narration. He says that the eyes shed tears. So that's step one. He says, the eyes shed tears. Then he says, and the heart feels grief. Step two. And then he says, but the tongue does not utter except what is pleasing to Allah. Step three. And then he says that you will be missed. He says that separation is painful. But look at how he is defining sabr. And he's doing something even deeper. He's giving us a prescription for grief.